quite simply, it's not. It's not enough. There's no doubt about that. I suppose years into a housing crisis, I would have to say that this crisis is probably the greatest failure of the current and successive governments. There's no doubt about that. Nobody can say that things are getting better with regard to housing. And we've seen a decade of rent increases. Rents doubled over the last decade. And we have households, families, young people paying in rent what they could mortgage a property for if they were able to get that mortgage.
Can you see it maybe encouraging more smaller landlords to stay now in the market?
Speaking in somewhat of a vacuum at the moment, John, but things will become much clearer, I suppose, over this week and in the next number of days. I know that we see where there's talk about rents only increasing by 2% or in line with inflation. That is something that I would imagine probably is welcome. There's no doubt about that, I think, you know, because heretofore rents have increased in an astronomical rate. There's no doubt about that, and that has been obvious. There's also talk about restrictions on no fault evictions. I suppose the opposition has been calling for a number of years, and there would have been a number of bills before the door, the previous. I'm not sure if there has been one during this term, but there have been calls for a ban on no-fault evictions. So I don't think restrictions go far enough.
Central to all of the changes being brought in was the rights for those who are at risk of becoming homeless, perhaps those on lower incomes, maybe those that were looking for HAP assistance when it comes to securing somewhere to live. Have the proposed changes here that were discussed last night by the various government leaders, have they gone far enough to protect their rights?
I'm honestly not sure, but I suppose I do know, and what I can say is that in there are no properties available, for example, and your station there would have covered that a number of times already this year for HAP. So, you know, that in itself is a major issue. I would be saying, and there's no doubt about it, you know, the whole housing policy, how it's been dealt with, needs major reform and a major reset. Now, I suppose the devil is in the detail. We do not have the full detail as of yet, but there's no doubt that this is something that most people will be watching and keeping a tight eye on. And hopefully we will see some kind of progress. But at this stage, I would say it's too early to make a call on it. Although, unless we see major change, I don't think it's going to work.